across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
King just said, I'm not playing that tune again. Right, 29 minutes past three, my final set of guests for the afternoon are in. It's a great pleasure to welcome the new CEO of the Cambridge Community Foundation, Michael O'Toole. Michael, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Neil.
And from Cam's Cuisine, it's Ollie Thane. Ollie, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Neil. Good afternoon.
Now, we'll be talking about the tie-up between the two of you in just a moment. But, Michael, first of all, you've not long been in the seat at the Cambridge Community Foundation. Tell us a bit about the foundation. Tell us about yourself as well. How you got involved?
Well, thanks, Neil. The Community Foundation is the body in Cambridge that links people and companies that want to help their local community with grassroots organisations that are doing something about that. So we bring donors together to create funds that small charities and community groups across the whole county can apply for to receive grants to tackle a whole range of different kinds of issues, including health-related issues, issues of isolation, youth services, a really wide range of different things that we get involved with.
Now, it must be quite a trick for some of these companies. We know the big names that get banded around, the Arms and people like that. I mean, they must get sort of letters from charities that say, oh, can you spare us this? It must be a nightmare for them because they're trying to get on with the process of making chips and selling them. Mm. And so really, if they pass that over to you and say, look, we'll fund you guys, you look at those applications. Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly it. And our expertise is in managing a grants program. And there's a lot to that. Mm. So what we do, I mean, we're always oversubscribed in our funding. There isn't enough funding to go around. So frankly, we need to look and find the best applications, the best projects, the best groups to make sure that that funding and that goodwill achieves the most. What we do is we make sure that projects have got the right kind of setup, the right governance structure, the right financial controls, etc., so that people know, donors know, that their money is going to the right cause that's really going to make a difference in people's lives in Cambridgeshire. And that's what we do as the foundation.
And the foundation, you're the Cambridge Community Foundation, but you're part of a national organisation, is that right?
We are. There's a community foundation for just about the whole country now. It's an idea that originally comes from the States, and we've been in Cambridgeshire now for 15 years, just marking our 15th.
Wow.
15th year, and in 15 years we've given out £15 million worth of
good lord
for Cambridgeshire.
So in amongst that, then there'll be some quite notable projects that you've been involved in. Did any spring to mind? Obviously, I know you're new in the chair, so I do apologise.
No, we fund most of the well-known charities that you'll know about in Cambridge and across the county. And we're going to be talking in a little while about the Cam's Cuisine Community Fund. And that's an area that we've done a lot of work with. So we work with the big charities trying to tackle homelessness, like Jimmy's and Winter Comfort. And we funded both of those through grants in the past.
Right, and what about yourself? Because I say you're new to the role. So, what's your background?
My background is in the charity sector. I've worked for charities. I've set charities up for almost 20 years now. I spent 3 years working for the government as an advisor to the David Cameron government, actually, on how to work with charities and how the state can work with charities. And I suppose the lesson for me and why I'm really proud to be part of Cambridge Community Foundation is that what I've seen in that time is that often the large household name charities and indeed the government are not sometimes the best organisations to try and tackle some of these very local entrenched issues. The best organisations that are those that come from the community themselves. They're small organisations, they've got the trust of the community, they understand the issues and they're passionate about trying to do something and trying to help people within their community. So that's what the Community Foundation is all about. It's about trying to connect the generosity of individuals and the big companies who want to care for their community with local focused charities and organisations that are going to bring about change and help people.
And one of those local organisations who we know has done a lot already to work with, in particular the homeless, is Cam's Cuisine. Ollie, very good afternoon to you again.
Good afternoon.
So tell us about Cam's Cuisine, because you're not in the business of helping charities and homeless people. You are actually a proper business. So
No. We've got 9 restaurants and around Cambridge, in Cambridge, 5 in Cambridge, 4 in the surrounding area. So 4 sort of pub restaurants in the country and then 5 in the town, which include 2 smokeworks, both chop houses and millworks on the Grant Pond.
Excellent. OK, now you have been known for a while for your work with charities. Tell us about some of the things you've been doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess in the past, you made the point earlier, there was a bit of a scattergun approach to supporting charities. We get likes of Arthur Rank and brilliant local charities, Blue Smile, Red Balloon, writing into us and asking for support, and we'd always give them vouchers for raffles and stuff, but it was a bit scattergun, supporting loads of primary schools and things like that, and we thought, actually, we need a much more succinct approach. So we decided to support mainly Winter Comfort for the Homeless.
Right.
So that was about 5 years ago, and since then we've sort of developed a back-to-work scheme with some of their clients there, and so we've tried to get some of the homeless people that they see back into work, and we've also raised money each year for them. We sold calendars and held coffee mornings, and we put 25p on certain dishes, big sellers that raise money, and so we've had a really nice close working relationship and close tie with Winter Comfort for the Homeless in the past. We want to build on that now, and hence we're starting this fund called the Kalmskazine Community Fund, where we are hoping to really build on that and actually raise significantly more money with the help of our lovely customers.
Okay, so tell us about this, and this sounds like a match made in heaven, you two, because there's some expertise and access to money and guys who know what they're doing at the coalface. So.
Well, it's brilliant. I mean, to have Michael support us in this is actually critical, because we're going to be raising, we hope, between £50,000 and £100,000 a year. We only started 2 weeks ago. We're just letting it settle. Looks like I'm really hoping £75,000 a year, which would be really great. What we're doing is we're putting a pound on every bill of £30 or more.
That's
so
nothing.
If you pop into
that's
a pint at
easy.
The Three Horseshoes, Maddingley, you're not going to get, obviously, a pound on your bill. If you spend £30, and obviously it's totally discretionary, obviously, straight away, if you want to bribe it, not an issue at all. And so it's quite a nice way of raising money, because hopefully our customers will know that we're going to spend it via the foundation, via Michael and the foundation, in the local area.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Now, how's this going to work? Because you said, in the past, things like vouchers, as you say, is one way of doing things. Yep. But if you're actually able to raise £75,000, what can you do with that? How will that be spent?
I think that's a key point, really, is that, people see homelessness all around them, and Cambridge has got a growing issue with it. And the impact that has on those people's lives is dreadful. And actually, often people feel, maybe I'll give them a couple of pounds as I'm walking past. And you can see why people do that. I've done it myself in the past. Mm. But actually, the way to really help those people to get off the streets or to avoid homelessness in the first place requires a much more organised, systematic approach to working with them, because they've got often quite complex challenges.
Yeah.
And what Ollie and Kalmskazine are going to be able to do by creating this fund is allow us to give really grants that can really make a difference to those charities that are working with those clients, so they can do something much more significant. This is a very serious effort to tackle a very serious problem, and it needs funding, frankly. It does need funding, but the benefits are incredible, and if you can change people's lives and turn them away from living on the streets or prevent that in the first place, not only does it completely change the life chances of those people, but in terms of society, it's just a good thing to do. It's better for everybody. And the way that we can work by pooling together those, as you say, relatively small donations into a bigger pot and then be able to support those amazing charities that are trying to do that work is the crux of it.
And it's lovely, because from your point of view, Ollie, I mean, as we were saying earlier, you are in the business of actually making food and serving customers, so it's great what you do, but to be able to just raise that money and then pass that across to an organisation that's geared towards making sure that money goes to the right places and looking at the applications, it means for you can crack on getting on with the food again, doesn't it?
That's really important that we're doing this conjunction with the foundation. Because exactly as you say, we need to focus actually on running our business. Not that easy out there, in the restaurant world, it's well documented. And so we really need to get a heads down focus on that. But also, alongside the customers giving a pound for every £30 they spend. No, that's not right. For every bill over 30, they give £1.
Right.
We obviously will continue to do coffee mornings and other things. So it's not like we're just asking the customer to right, we're absolving all responsibility. We just want the customer. We've still got our back to work programme with Winter Comfort. We're obviously going to form a little board of our own to meet with the Community Foundation. And we're going to decide where this money goes, ultimately, with the help of Michael. The whole crux of it, though, is it's yes, it will be focusing on local charities such as Winter Comfort and Jimmy's, but it's about giving people a second chance.
See, that's what I like. I was saying before you came on air, and I'm going to say it again now. What I really liked was you said some words at the Summit on for Homelessness back last November, and it came out in a conversation. You said that you get these guys in, and just occasionally one of these guys, it doesn't work out. For whatever reason, you're giving them a chance to work, doesn't work out. Now, other businesses would go, not doing that again then. But you don't. You just turn around and go, OK, didn't work out for that guy. Right, let's try again. Who's the next one? And that's admirable, because actually you're really putting your necks out for this one.
Well, if you don't have that approach, it won't work. It simply won't work. You've got to have the culture within your organisation that is happy for this to fail, actually. For this, back-to-work scheme to fail.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that culture, it won't work, because you will give up very quickly. So you need people within your organisation, which we have. I mean, Jo Rees, our Head of People Development, is fantastic. She does a huge amount of work on this. And so do our guys in the kitchens. You know, if someone doesn't turn up, they're very, very good. They go, OK, another chance. But, of course, there comes a point where you are running a business, you've got to go, sorry, that's not working. And I would say, what's our success rate here? Probably 50%. It's quite tough. It is quite tough, but you've got to.
This is the old glass half full, glass half empty. Yep. What you can say is 50%. Yep. With the other, or an accent on the other, you've got 50% of those people going through and coming back. That's okay. That's really commendable.
Yeah, and we can do a lot more. You know, we can do a lot more on this. But we've Winter Comfort been terrific. Wonderful charity, local organisation, doing great work, as are many others. And look, this isn't just about Winter Comfort, this is about the other charities that will apply for grants for our fund through Michael, and we'll look at them, and you know, we'll have a good look and see who we think we want to support.
And as we were saying before you came on air, with these numbers being released just a couple of days ago, saying 726, I think it was, deaths on the streets last year in the UK, up 20%. Mm. Average life of the person who died, 45 for males, 43 for women. Come on. We can't be doing this, can we? This can't be modern. This can't be Britain in the 21st
century. Doesn't
feel
right in Cambridge, does it?
Really doesn't, does it?
No.
When we all sit there and go, do you know what? There's only Moroccan quinoa available. Yeah. It's dreadful. Yeah. The children, Madagascar and aspirin, are going to have Waitrose Essentials tonight. Yeah. It's not, is it? You're right. We see it in two different ways. And there's poverty and homeless people. Right outside, you walk down Mill Road, you walk straight past them.
Our things about the second chance, anyone can end up on the street, actually.
Yes.
And it's about just giving that. I can't think anyone wouldn't want to give anyone a leg up who hasn't, who's failed in life, who's had a problem in life for whatever reason. And that's what our foundation's all about. If it's got a strap line, it's giving people a second chance. And it won't be homeless. It might be people have been bullied. It might be all sorts of different, issues that people have had, mental health, etc.
Excellent. We're off to a good start. Can I just ask the question? Is it just a pound, or can people go, hang on a minute, just a quick, can I stick a fiver on this?
We've had a really good response, yes.
Good.
And there's people that the bill's been less than £30, and they said, oh, please, can we give anyway? Of course you can. But, it won't be on the bill unless it's £30 or whatever.
Fantastic.
All right.
Okay, and Michael, from your point of view, as you say, this is kind of like the first of many initiatives, is it? Is this the sort of thing you're looking to do now you're in the chair?
Definitely. We want to work with local businesses that care, and like Ollie says, and talking for Camus Cuisine, businesses that care about the community, want to give people second chances. And, that chat about homelessness and Ollie saying it can happen to anybody. I mean, I've worked in and around this sector for years, and the stories I've seen and the people that I've seen that end up being homeless, it's all different kinds of walks of life, and it's lots of different factors. It's not just, it's rarely a choice. it can be all kinds of factors: breakdown of relationships, health issues, poverty, substance misuse, definitely a factor in there. But it's often a really complicated range of different things. So, you know, I think anybody that walks past somebody like that and thinks, well, that's not me, that can never happen to me.
There, but for the grace of God go you. Exactly. Absolutely right. This, I have to say, gentlemen, is Cambridge at its finest. I think this is wonderful. I love hearing stories like this, and I think this is a great way of doing it. A young, upcoming, thriving business in Cambridge that's doing great work amongst the community it serves and bringing, you know, great food to all the people and the visitors who come to Cambridge, working with a foundation that is there and knows how this whole system works and can make sure that money is well spent. It's a match made in heaven. I wish you all the success in the world with it. So there we are. So if people want to find out more about the foundation in general and about this fund, how do they do that, Michael?
Come and look at our website. And you know, you made the point before, you know, anybody that's inspired by this, they can make a donation to the fund as well. It doesn't have to come through that. You know, we'll take money from anywhere. Check out our website, which is camscf.org.uk, and you can find out more information there.
Excellent. And from your point of view,
similarly, webpage, we've got our community webpage on camscuisine.com, and there's a community webpage on there. You can see what we're doing, and in hopefully 6 months' time, we would have had people subscribe to us, and we say now we've donated. It's only just started, so we've got no hard evidence of what we can do with Michael. But give us 6 months when we've raised a degree of funds, we'll then be allocating those funds, and then we can put on that page exactly what we're doing.
Well, here we are as well. You know, it's autumn coming up now. We're heading towards the season with Christmas parties and things like that. And then that money is going to be needed. We've got then the hard months of December through to March, April. You know, God forbid we have another tough winter. But that money, we need some money in the pot now ahead of the rough season coming up. So now's a great chance for people to get down to your restaurant, spend a few quid, shove some extra money in the pot so Michael can spend it right now this year and help people out. I think it's brilliant. It's been lovely to hear about it. Ollie, Michael, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. That's Michael O'Toole. He's the new CEO of the Cambridge Community Foundation. And Ollie Thame from CAMS Cuisine. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.